Boker Tov, and welcome to our Gadol story of the day. This one from the book of Shlomala, and it's a story that Joshua Ritchie recounts. So Rabbi Ritchie often on Friday mornings goes to the grave of Rav Shlomo Karlbach to say some Tehillim, say some Psalms. In fact, Rav Shlomo was actually a descendant of David HaMelech, so it's an appropriate thing to do, to give himself a little chizuk, a little strength before Shabbos. And one Friday, Mr. Ritchie, Rabbi Ritchie, is heading out, and he sees a beggar. And the beggar asks if he can get a ride. So, of course, as a student of Rav Shlomo, he says, no problem, come with me. And he puts on a Rav Shlomo song, Erev Shabbos, ay, 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 Shabbos, or something like that. And the beggar says, huh, is that Rav Shlomo Karlbach? And he says, yeah, you know Rav Shlomo? He says, do I know Rav Shlomo? Wow, do I have a story for you. So listen up, this is a story. You see, a few years back, I used to be a beggar at the Kotel. One of those guys that when you go down the stairs on the way to the Kotel, will beg you for a couple of shekel to support his family. And, you know, sometimes the beggars, we don't always get along. You see, we view each other as competition. And I had a guy who was standing next to me. I felt like he was encroaching my space. And we sometimes had issues. Anyways, on one fine day, who shows up on his way down to the Kotel? Shlomo Karlbach. And everybody knows Shlomo. Whenever he comes, it's full of joy and full of tzedakah. And so this time he comes, we all storm to him, and me and my friend, my competitor, were right next to him, begging him for a little extra tzedakah. Shlomo says, he gave him some words of joy, of an encouragement. He says, holy brothers, I only have $100 bill. You think maybe you can just split the $100 between you guys? So we said, sure. And he throws $100 to me, and he goes on his way to the Kotel. Now, I can't explain it, but the Yetzer Hara just got the best of me. And so when my beggar friend came over to me and asked me for his share, I said, first, you steal my spot, you steal my customers, and now you have the chutzpah to ask for your $50? Get out of here. And I'm ashamed to say what I did, but that's what I did. Anyways, life went on, and one day I heard that Rav Shlomo Karlbach, the great giver, had passed away to the next world. And I went to the funeral, and I was crying, and I heard all about it, and I felt so terrible. I couldn't believe what I did to my beggar friend. It just hit me how I had taken Rav Shlomo's money. I didn't share it. I had stolen. And what's going to be with me in the next world? And to make matters worse, when I wanted to make amends and I wanted to immediately give the $50 back, the beggar, he hadn't been seen for months. I asked all around. Nobody knew where he had disappeared to. I was looking everywhere, and I got so scared. Maybe he had passed away, and maybe there would be no way for me to repent for my deed. And so I headed out to Rav Shlomo Karlbach's grave in Har Menuchos, and I prayed there for a good hour or two, begging Hashem in the merit of Rav Shlomo that I'd be able to find my old beggar buddy and make amends. And as I'm walking out that day, who do I see? At the cemetery itself, you know, asking for a little tzedakah, it's my old beggar friend. He's right there. I give him a big hug. I'm so sorry. I can't believe I did what I did. Please take the money back. And he said, no problem. It's all forgiven. It's all good. And I asked him, where you been? He says, you know, after that incident with the Shlomo, I realized it's just too much sinat chinam, too much hatred going down here at the beggar, too much tension here at the Kotel beggars. And so I'm going to find a new spot. Hashem runs the world and he'll find a way to provide for me. And I sit here at this cemetery, might not make as much money as I used to, but at least it's calm. At least no one, no tension. And I decided, you know what? Recalls the beggar, in the merit of Rav Shlomo, we'll make a compromise. One day I'll go to the Kotel steps, and one day I'll go to the cemetery, and we'll switch off. And we decided we'd buy 1,000 yahrzeit candles in honor of the tzaddik Rav Shlomo, who had somehow found a way to make peace between us, even in the next world. So you see, the tzaddikim, they can not only give when they're alive, but if they're truly righteous, they can even find a way to give to us and protect us in the next world. May we be merit this Purim season to open our hearts as wide as Rav Shlomo used to do. And in that merit, may there be peace and love amongst Jewish people and amongst the entire world. Signing out from Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, I hope you enjoyed this beautiful story from the book Rav Shlomo, the life and world of Rav Shlomo Kalbach. Have a beautiful day.